What did the Pro Bowl alternate mean?
It's pretty cool honor. You know, anytime other players, coaches, fans, you know, recognize you a little bit, it's pretty cool. And for me, not being able to play the last couple of years, you know, to finish the seasons off and stuff, to come back and, you know, so far have a healthy season and get recognized is a pretty cool honor. You know, obviously I traded for some wins and stuff right now, but it was cool to see. You know, I felt you know, at this time last year I don't think I was even walking yet. So to come back and to do that, I was pretty pumped about it, and now I just want to get a win to end the season off.
When you first heard those words, you know, that word Liz Frank foot injury, did you, you know, I mean, was that just almost, you know, devastating and to go from there to here? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, I had never had a surgery before or anything like that, and I knew that was a pretty big foot injury, you know, one of the bigger foot injuries you could have. And you know, it's a credit to the team and the doctors that helped me out getting back to it, because I couldn't walk for 12 weeks, you know, last year, and then the rehab process in Cleveland all off season, and not really to be able to do OTAs and training camp was kind of monitored. So, you know, it's been a journey this year, and you know, I think that was the main thing. I was talking to my wife last night. Like, I'm just thankful I got to play football again and be healthy and be out there with my guys, because you never know when, you know, something could be taken away.
I mean, we're not offensive line experts. Do you think you've played at a Pro Bowl level this year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, obviously there's games where you want to have, you know, you go against good players, you know, and there's times you get beat and things of that nature. But I think overall, if you watch the games, I think I've played at a high level, and I think, you know, it's helped having JC next to me and, you know, Joe for a while and Spencer coming in. You know, you always give credit to the guys you play with. But, you know, there's some good linemen. There's some good guards in the NFL, and to kind of be recognized with those guys is pretty cool, and I appreciate it.
How much goes into, especially as Spencer Drangle, since he's more experienced, getting familiar with working with him when you really didn't do it in training camps?
So yeah.
What's happening?
It takes a while, you know. I mean, starting with, like, JC, like I said, I didn't get as many OTA reps mm-hmm. in training camps, so it takes a few weeks to really gel in game. The one good thing about Spencer was Joe doesn't practice very much, so I got a lot of practice last year when I was healthy going against with Spencer, mm-hmm. and then in training camp, Joe would have days off, so I got a lot of practice yeah. then when I could. Yeah. But it takes time, you know. You learn how, like, it's kind of crazy how a 6-inch step, you know, by one guy could be a 12-inch step for another guy. So you got to get used to their footwork, you got to get used to the way they set, the way they pass twists off, the way they double team. I mean, there's so much nuance that goes into O-line play that a lot of people, it's hard to see. So it does take some time, you know. And now we feel pretty comfortable next to each other, and we're still trying to improve and things like that. But it definitely takes some time.
When we were talking to Duke this morning, he mentioned that, you know, with everything that Deshaun's been through, his confidence at this point is probably shot. And we've seen him, you know, looking really kind of beat down after games, yeah. and he was locked and things like that. He says his confidence is in shock, but what are you noticing in him, and what do you feel your role is in helping him not feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows the, you know, him being downtrodden after games and upset with himself. I think it shows the competitor in him. You know, anytime you go out there and he wants to compete and win and play the best he can, and when he doesn't, I think he is disappointed in himself, you know, and I think that's anybody. But when he comes back on Wednesday, I know he's flushed the last game and he's come back, and I think you guys have seen that. You know, he's had some games that he'd obviously like to have back, but usually he bounces back, you know. And that's the thing we're looking for, is some consistency. But, you know, he's had, you know, like a great game against Detroit after a subpar game before. So he's found a way to bounce back, you know. And obviously the competitor in him has said, I want to be great, you know. And I think that's what he's been his whole life. So he's obviously disappointed himself. But I think confidence-wise, he comes in Wednesday. It's a new team. It's a new chapter. And his O-line, we got to protect him, you know. We got to be there for him. We got to pick him up, you know, after there's a bad play and things of that nature. But being so young, I think he understands, like, hey, I learned a lot this year. I'm still learning a lot. This offseason, he kind of decompress, think things through, and come back even better next year.
With everything he's been through, you know, the record, and he had a rib injury, and McCarron's situation was pretty unique. Top draft pick,
right?
I mean, do you have a greater appreciation kind of for him and the way he's handled things?
Yeah, well, quarterback in general in the NFL is probably the toughest position in sports, one of the toughest positions, you can argue. And for a 21-year-old kid, play 2 years of college ball to come in and start, I don't know how many games it's been, probably, you know, 13 or 12 or something like that, is an accomplishment in itself. And then to go through the roller coaster he's been through, the losing, the, like you said, all the trades and stuff, is a testament to him as a person, you know. A lot of guys could have tapped out, but he's come in and he keeps fighting. And I keep saying, like, 21 is young. You know, you have Carson Wentz, I think it was 24 or 25 his rookie year. You know what I mean? Like, there's a big age difference in that. And so it takes time to learn the quarterback position. And you've heard some of the people, like Tony Romo says, 2 to 3 years before a quarterback really truly understands what's going on. So, you know, I still have faith in that guy. And I know he's working. And I know he's going to put in the work, you know, these last 2 weeks in this offseason to really, really try and improve and be the best he can be.
You've been around a lot of young quarterbacks. Is there anything different about him where you feel, yeah, this kid's going to get it turned around, figured out?
Yeah, he's a like I said, I think the main thing with him is how competitive he is. And that shows, you know, when he gets upset with himself, you know, because he's like, man, I want to make that throw. I want to do this. And he's just a tough player, you know, the way he runs the ball. He finishes runs, you know, more than most quarterbacks. He kind of has a little Cam Newton style to him in that sense where, you know, he's a bigger guy and he fights. And he's taken some been hit this year a few times where it's like, is this guy getting up from this? Right. And he's fought back. And I think that's just the whole package with him. And I think he has arm talent. You know, I think he has the ability, but it just takes a little while to put it all together.
Hey, Joel, can a team's culture improve or change without winning?
Yes. I think so. If you were to, you know, ask me which team was better, this team or last year's team, I would go this team. I think this team would beat last year's team, you know, majority of the time. And I think we're more talented this year. I think we're learning. I think the defense has a different perspective than what they were. They're more attacking, things of that nature. The way we practice, the way that Hugh keeps us motivated on a week-to-week basis, you know, treating it one game at a time, one game almost equals a season for us, has been pretty outstanding. And I know it's not good. You know, I know one in whatever we are right now in the last 2 years is not good. But I know there's improvements being made, and I know it sucks for the fans, it sucks for the people watching that they haven't seen wins, but they're around the corner. If you stick with us, they're coming. I really feel it, and, you know, I know I'm a player on the team, but I really feel that way, and I know we're going to get some more players in here. We're going to, you know, work our tails off this offseason, and the wins are coming.
Hey, Joel, you guys were in the same spot last year now. You won on Christmas Eve. What was that like?
I was watching the game from home because I was banged up, but I didn't realize how much I needed it until we actually won the game, and I was like, dang, it feels good. You know, I was I was pretty pumped when that happened. And you know, I just remembered I was very happy. I mean, it was Christmas Eve anyway, but I was very happy that I went. I was happy for the guys on the field. I was happy for Coach Jackson, you know, the whole team. You don't realize what you don't have till you don't have it, you know, and we didn't have it for quite a while. And you know, I'm hoping we can do something about it this week as well.
I was gonna say, do you go in thinking, here we are again, and can we – repeat that feeling?
Yeah, every week you go into it thinking it's win, but if we can get one this week, it'll be pretty special. Maybe we just got to play all our games on Christmas Eve if we pull one out this year.
No, Hugh is 2-0 as a head coach on Christmas Eve.
Let's make it 3-0.
Hey, Joel, the guy for the Bears, Akiem Hicks,
yeah.
He's leading them. What makes him good, and does he compare to any other 3-4 ends?
Yeah, he's kind of a different guy. He's a big 3-4 end. You know, I would say if you classify him, probably Cam Hayward style of a guy, but he's just a massive guy that's really, really strong. And the tough thing with him is he'll change up. He'll bull rush majority of the time, you know, but he'll change it up with a little quick twitch, you know, move, a quick swipe or something like that, and that makes him tough. You know, just watching a few games of him so far, he's definitely the vocal point of their D-line, and he's kind of made things happen for him up front. So he's someone we circled on our
– your side?
He actually plays over Kevin most of the time, yeah.